What's up, guys? I'm Jared Lopes, and you're listening to the Dad Tired Podcast, where I'm helping everyday families learn how to follow Jesus in everyday life. How's it going, guys? Good to be back with you on the podcast. My name is Jared Lopes, creator of DadTired.com. Thank you for hanging out with us today. As always, this episode is sponsored by Audible, which means that you can pick up a free audiobook by going to DadTired.com/Audible. And from there, you can sign up for a free trial and get yourself a free audiobook, which is going to come in handy because today I'm actually talking about a super good book. That is going to be a really big resource to you in your marriage. So go to dadtired.com/podcast and pick up a free Audible book. I can't be more excited than I am right now to give a huge debut announcement to my beautiful bride, Layla Lopes. Layla, hello.
Well, hello. Thank you.
And if you didn't know, Layla is my bride. So she doesn't just happen to have the same last name as me. She's actually my wife. And a good one at that.
Aw.
It's good to be with you, babe. Or I should say, good to have you hanging out with us. As you guys know, Dad's Hired. This is kind of a guys-only environment.
No, I'm never invited here.
Well, the thing is, there are some guys that there are some girls that sneak in. I've already heard. I've gotten emails from other gals, wives who listen to this and really enjoy it. So, even though it is a dad guys only thing, we do know that there are some gals that try to sneak in from time to time. So it's good to have you. While before we dive into what we're going to talk about, two quick things. One is we are at home. It is a weeknight at 7:50 p.m. Layla normally goes to sleep at like 7:55.
No, 8:55.
And secondly, our kids are here. So just a quick disclaimer, like we will probably get interrupted at some point by our kids during this time. And as we keep going, I've never done an interview before. If you've been listening to Dad Tired podcast, you've noticed that I've never done an interview before. So I might be like trying to figure this out as we go. So one quick adjustment as we get started is I'm going to turn my wife's volume up. There we go. Let's say something else.
Okay. Oh, I'm much louder now.
There it is. Well, let's dive in. Layla and I, there's like a million things that I had in mind for Layla to talk about, to bring her on. I've mentioned before that Layla is a nurse in the oncology field. And
that's so, cancer.
Cancer. So she's done cancer care since before we met. She was working with end-of-life patients. And which was really fascinating to me that she was in that career and also in many ways kind of attractive. That sounds a little bit weird, but the attractive part is that she has such a heart for caring for people, for families. She's won every single award that the hospital offers in her little field. Is that true?
Well, I've won a couple.
She's won a lot. She's won just about every award you can. They're like making up awards for you. We've been to a lot of award ceremonies. She's just a phenomenal nurse. And so it's really attractive to watch her in her element and watch her do what she does. So that was like one thing I was going to have her talk about is like cancer. We're all affected by cancer in some way. I was going to have her put some thoughts on that and like what does the gospel look like in the arena of cancer. But we're actually not talking about that today. You've heard me say before that 2015, last year, was a crappy year. It was the worst year for our marriage, for our relationship, for our family, for my career. It just sucked. It was a really sucky year. And that forced me to kind of swallow my pride and at the end of last year in the fall and say, I think that this has actually less to do with my marriage and more to do with me as a dude. And so I probably should get some help. And so I went and started going to a counselor. And my time, spending time with the counselor, a lot of stuff was coming up. And the counselor asked me like, hey, have you and Layla ever seen a counselor together? And we're like, I said, no, not really since our premarital. He's like, you guys should probably do that together. So I said, okay, I guess we'll do that. So I went home and Layla was up for it. So we started seeing a counselor together. And we learned one specific thing. We learned a lot of things, but one thing that really stuck out to us, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And it's this idea that comes from a woman by the name of Sue Johnson. She's a clinical psychologist and an author, and she has a book called Hold Me Tight. It was one of the homework assignments that our counselor gave us, is to read this book, Hold Me Tight. So we read this book together, and essentially I'm going to break it down and super Cliff Notes version for you here. But the premise of it was that we as humans are born with this innate sense, this innate desire to feel safe and to feel loved. And they've done tons of research on this. But I mean, you know, you're a dad. Some of you are listening, our moms. But you know, as parents, we know that when our kids need something, they literally cry out. They start crying and they reach their hands out from the time they are newborn babies to feel a sense of safety. And Sue Johnson's, her premise of her research, the theories of her research are essentially that innate need and desire that we have as children, as babies, never goes away. We just get more sophisticated in how we cry out. And one thing I've said on Dad Tired before is that anger is never the first emotion. So this is especially true for us dudes. When our feelings get hurt, when our pride gets hurt, when we're insecure, when we're scared, whatever, we usually lash out in anger. But anger is not what we're feeling. There's actually something deeper there going on. And that's essentially the premise of Sue's book, is that when we have some kind of emotional response and trigger, there's actually something much deeper happening there. And so the whole point of marriage, or one of the major aspects of marriage, is to help each other to feel safe. Again, babe, did I miss anything in that introduction of her theory?
Well, I think the bottom line of it, if you've taken any psychology 101 class, you've probably learned about attachment theory. So that's kind of like the base of her, this whole book. She talks about how in her clinical practice, she has seen thousands of couples and at some point or another, or maybe the whole time, has studied them and came to the conclusion that really, maybe I'm jumping ahead here, but basically the underlying issue in all of the fights in marriage, or, you know, in any sort of relationship, I guess, is, in her words, a protest over emotional disconnection. So more than like, you know, he leaves his socks on the floor and I'm so angry about it and we're in another fight and it blows up into this huge thing. It's more that if you really dig into it, the basis of the arguments come down to emotional disconnection. So it's falls back on attachment theory.
So. Yeah. So I think, you know, I always say in Dad Tired, one thing that I want to do is be as practical as possible. If you're looking for like deep intellectual stuff, I'm not that going to be that guy that satisfies that itch for you. I don't consider myself a deep intellectual thinker, although I like to be around those kind of people. So I always want to break down things as practical as possible. So, I was trying to I asked Layla to help me think through a time where we had a fight, that would kind of demonstrate, a time where this came to be true. And the thing is, we spent like weeks and weeks and weeks racking our brain because we'd never fight.
It's like, should I speak up or yeah, that's not true.
We fight. We don't fight often.
No, that's true.
We don't fight often, but of course we fight. We definitely have gone and had our times of disagreement and fight and disagree. I love how couples say we don't really fight, we like disagree. You probably just haven't been married long enough, I guess. Like when we fight. Like
we put our boxing gloves on.
We literally fight.
Just kidding.
No,
that's not funny. We don't do that.
No, we don't physically hit each other.
I want to sometimes.
Yeah. Layla's threatened it. But the truth, when we fight, we fight. It's not you know, our kind of immature sides come out. I will take most of the responsibility for that as my wife looks at me. My immature side comes out and really kind of puts this whole attachment theory on display. So I'm, and this could turn into another fight if I tell you my perspective of our last one. So I'm going to, in hopes to avoid that, let Layla tell you her side of the story from the last time that we got in a fight, and we'll kind of unpack what this whole attachment theory looks like.
Well, I'd thought of two times, so...
Oh, come on.
Which one are you thinking of?
I was thinking of the time that we were standing right here.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, we can tell two short ones. We've got time.
So that time was, so Jared had been really busy in my mind, just seems like super distracted and doing what I felt like was a lot of things all at once. So he was, you know, he's got the dad tired and the podcast, and he'd been writing that little free ebook and, you know, contacting Audible and just on and on. It just felt like there were a lot of things happening. And at some point, I think he told me, you know, one more thing that he was doing. And I just said, well, do you think that maybe you're kind of doing a lot all at once? Like maybe you should kind of dive deep into X, Y, and Z and leave A, B, and C on the sidelines for now. And in my mind, he like freaked out and didn't want to hear about it. He just kind of like pushed me away and was like, no, if you're not going to encourage me, then, you know, basically go away. And I just felt like, what the heck? Like, why, as your wife, am I not able to like speak into what you're doing? And I was just completely caught off guard, and I got super angry, and he kind of shut down because he felt like I wasn't being supportive.
Don't talk about what I felt.
Sorry. Okay. Well, he can tell you how he felt. I was mad because I felt like that response like wasn't appropriate to, that response didn't match with what I had said. I didn't feel like I was being insulting. I wasn't trying to be insulting. I was just offering an observation, I thought. And so I felt like he was being weird and freaked out.
And just to like remind you, what I literally said was, don't crush my dreams. The world will.
Yeah, I remember.
Which I had heard at a marriage conference. And I still think is a good saying, like, don't crush your spouse's
dreams. Yeah, but was I crushing your dreams by saying, hey, do you think you've got too much going on?
Well, so this is a great example of that. So essentially what
happened... The answer is no.
Essentially, told you this can turn into a fight. This can make a good podcast. Essentially, what was happening there is like the very premise of this attachment theory. And what I felt in that moment was unsafe. And the backstory of my response, which is not my justification, but just a background of why I responded the way I did, was that week I had been playing these like mental games in my head, and really feeling like the enemy was putting negative thoughts in my head, and I was just beating myself up. I had been feeling like lots of shame that week, and doubting that I can accomplish the things that I really am passionate about accomplishing. So, there was a sense of like, I need to feel safe. I need to feel supported. I need to be championed. I was already feeling kind of vulnerable. And so when Layla said those words, hey, don't you think you're doing too much?
You had already maybe thought that yourself.
Right. I think she had like articulated some, or I had even kind of put those words and made them fit into a box that I had already been feeling in myself, which was maybe I am doing too much. Maybe I'm not cut out for the, you know, I added my own dialogue to what she had said. And so I snapped. It was like, I was angry at her. I said hurtful things to her. But at the core of it, so this is where the counseling comes in, what we learned and what we're trying to learn in counseling, and just to continue to practice being married well, is the thought that I should have immediately said, hey, I feel unsafe. Like that statement made me feel vulnerable. That statement made me feel insecure. And I'm feeling all kinds of emotions right now. And instead, I just, you know, I lashed out of emotion. And so attachment theory is essentially saying, what is behind the emotion? What is behind what you're actually feeling there? And to give your, to even start to recognize that you have buttons that can be pushed, and what is pushing those buttons, and then what's behind them. That's like a huge, if you can, if we can start to learn that skill, if you can start to learn that skill in your marriage, it'll save you so many, like what could turn into a day-long argument, weeks long, whatever, can be like taken out in minutes. Like, oh my gosh, I recognize that what I just said triggered something in you, and it, and maybe I made you feel unsafe. I didn't mean to make you feel that way. How can I help, or what how can I help clarify, or on my end say, what you just said made me feel really insecure and unsafe. And for me, this might surprise some of you that don't know me, but I am the more emotional one in our relationship. So Layla is the level-headed, strong as a rock, very reasonable, logical thinker. I am like emotional, passionate. So we traditionally, guys and girls kind of have opposite roles in that. We, I'm the girl in the relationship. I don't know. I don't know how else to say.
Which is not a negative thing. It's just, it's more common to find that the female in the relationship is more emotional or sensitive, and the guy is not as sensitive to those things.
Right. So in those moments, you know, I know some of you are thinking, especially if you can resonate with me and you have high emotions, like there's no way I'm going to just like in the heat of my emotion be able to say, oh, excuse me, I think that you hurt my feelings, or that you made me feel insecure. Can you make me feel safe again? Like hearing that as an emotional guy is like, okay, there's no freaking way I'm going to do that.
Even as a logical thinker, there's no way.
Right. So one practice that I've found helpful is to take a break, to take a timeout. And one thing that we learned in counseling is if somebody calls a timeout, there's no more talking, no negotiations, no questions asked. The other person has to agree to take a timeout, with the caveat that you agree to come back at a set time and continue the conversation. So if, for example, me, if I call the timeout, okay, this conversation is getting very emotionally charged. I need a timeout. I can't process all my feelings well right now. Layla has to say, okay, time out. They're like, there's no more talking. Mm-hmm. That's it. We're done.
But I don't like that rule, because I like to be able to use my words very calmly and just discuss the emotions that I'm feeling. And he is more of a feeler of the emotions that he's feeling, if that makes any sense. So it's hard for me in the moment to just agree to walk away, because that doesn't make sense. Like, why can't you just talk? But yeah, our counselor or therapist said that even now, when you're not in a fight, you're having, you know, dinner together, just maybe have that conversation that, hey, the next time we have a disagreement, let's just agree to take 30 minutes or an hour or 10 minutes or whatever it is, and be in separate rooms. Even I think that was part of it. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, not
physically
leave.
Remove.
Yeah. Not, you know, it's not right, I think, to like take off and leave your family at home. But even just like, you know, I'm going to go to my room and sit for a minute, and you go over there and do your thing. But it's hard to make that agreement when you're angry, so do it now.
Right. And I think the other key part there is that you agree to come back at a set time. So if I call a timeout, she also has my word that I will come back and we will resolve it. It's not just going to be like months long until it comes back.
We've done that before too, and that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. And usually I need an hour, like an hour, half hour to an hour. I can clip my emotions, settle down. Like, there's actual scientific proof to this. Like, my emotions, the brain will start to, I'm trying to speak in medical terms here, but
the brain goes back to the frontal lobes where you can like
the blood.
Actually the what?
The blood or the brain. You said the brain.
Oh, sorry. The blood in the brain goes back to the frontal lobes, and you can actually like process and plan and respond instead of react.
Yeah, essentially get more logical. Like, slow your emotions down and get back to your logical thinking. And that usually is like a half hour to an hour for me.
Even science shows actually that I think it's like at least a half an hour for like physiologically the blood to go back out of fight or flight and into like higher thinking and processing.
Right. So, you know, one, obviously Layla and I, we did not do the research that Sue Johnson did. She spent decades researching this stuff. So get her book, Hold Me Tight. It is on Audible, which is cool. If you want a free, you can literally get a free copy of that book on Audible and listen to it as you drive. That's what Layla did as she went to work and back. She listened to the book. So pick up the book. But here are three things. We want to leave you with three practical points that you can start to practice in your marriage to begin attaching to each other. Again, excuse me for my coughing here. Allergy season, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Willamette Valley, Pacific Northwest. This is rough.
It's terrible. Here's three practical ways that you can continually move towards each other in attachment. That is the goal. Oh, one thing that she said that was really stuck out to me is our culture teaches independence, that we're a really independent, strong culture. Like the more independent you are, the stronger you are as a person, where she says that's actually like against us as human beings, that we actually made to be dependent. I don't even think that this book is written from a Christian perspective.
But not that I remember.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I don't remember.
I don't think it is, but I would say, you know, that's God given, God wired, in us that we are meant for each other, for someone else, for some companionship and community. So
that's what that's the science research that she was saying was, underneath, and these are her words, underneath all the distress, partners are desperate to know, are you there for me? Do you need me? And do you rely on me?
Yeah. So if you are a married couple, your goal is to long for attachment, to actually strive to be dependent, as crazy as that might sound, to strive to every single day attach. And here's the crazy thing. When you do attach, when you do find that sense of intimacy, it lasts 24 hours before it starts to fade, which means every single day you have to in some way be intentional about attaching.
That's not very long if you think about, like, you know, if yesterday we had a good day and today I've been at work all day. And then, I mean, by the time I'm home, it's already like all my affectionate feelings for you are fading. Just 24 hours isn't much.
Okay, good to know.
Well, that's science. Right, it's not okay. Just me.
You can blame science. So here are three ways, practical. Number one. And these are some of her suggestions. Touch often. So regular touching throughout the day, holding hands, hand on leg, hugs, embracing as you go to work, as you get home from work, touch each other, like be intentional. And this is harder for Layla because she's not the,
touchy-feely kind.
There's like the love language I'm missing, blanking out.
Oh, physical touch.
Physical touch.
Yeah. It's not right. My love language.
Yeah. Right.
It might be my last on the list. Yeah.
And it's my first words of affirmation and physical touch. So, but you have to be intentional about touching each other. Do you like when I touch you?
Yeah.
Even though it's not your first.
I know. Well, yeah. It is comforting. It really is. Yeah. Even though I feel like in my mind, I tell myself that I don't like physical touch, but I notice when you don't do it and I actually do long for it, I guess.
Yeah. So touch often. Number two, celebrate special occasions in very personal ways. So every chance you have an opportunity to celebrate an anniversary, any holidays.
Birthdays,
make it special. Think through that, husbands. Think through that well. Don't just show up last minute and get...
Hallmark
and
sorry,
roses.
Hallmark.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. Roses are fine, but like try to think through like what would actually speak to your wife? What would cause you to have some attachment towards each other? And number three is actually one of my favorites here, and it's dream together. Make plans, make goals. What do you want to do for the rest of the year? What do you want to do in the next 6 months, 5 years, 10 years? Dreaming together allows you the sense of oneness, like we are in this together for life and let's plan our future together. There's a book, I think it's called Living Forward. I'm totally blanking on it and I'm not in front of it right now. It's the Michael Hyatt's newest book and it's actually about life planning. Going through that with your wife could be really helpful. It's also on Audible if you want to pick that up. But anyway, those are three practical ways. One thing that Layla and I try to do, we fail often, but we try to the best we can, is think through like every day, how can we move towards each other? Every week, what can we do to bring a closer relationship? every month and every year. So ideally that would be just like, hey, she comes home from work, I come home from work, whatever. We spend 10 minutes a day just like face-to-face time, processing our day. This is an ideal schedule. Once a week, it would be awesome if you could, like, we could continually fit a date night once a week. I know that's not always practical with young kids. And then once a month, can you get like a longer day together, a longer date night, half a day blocked out together? And then once a year, can you get like a night away together, maybe even two nights? We're pretty good at that one. Mm-hmm. We do schedule at least one or two nights away, just us, no kids, every year. Those are some practical ways, but at the end of the day, you are looking for dependence, not independence. God has wired us for community and relationship. Thank you, Layla, for being on the podcast.
Well, you're welcome.
Hopefully it's not your last time. Hey, I also wanted to say we have listeners, in a lot of listeners in the UK, and a lot of listeners in Sweden. And so I would, this is a little bit off topic, but if you are listening to this in the UK or in Sweden, I would love to meet you. Shoot me an email. Let me know how you found Dad Tired, and just introduce yourself. I'd love to hear your story and how you got connected. Also, if you're not in our Dad Tired community on Facebook, if you're a guy, come hang out with us there. It is by far the most practical way to get engaged with other guys who are taking their marriage and parenting serious. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us again on Dad Tired Podcast. Thank you, my beautiful bride, for being here. Hopefully we'll see you again. Thank you guys for listening. As always, let me pray for you real quick before you head out for the rest of your day or end your day. God, thank you so much for these guys and gals listening. Lord, I do pray that you would protect their marriages. And God, I love the way that science constantly is proving that we have a wonderful creator and designer of our minds and beings. Thank you, God, that you created us with such purpose. So Lord, I pray that you protect these marriages, that you would protect them from the plans of the enemy, that you would protect guys, Lord, when they're feeling emotions, that they know, that they may not know there's something underlying. I pray that you'd give them wisdom, Holy Spirit, to identify what is it that they're actually feeling so that they can, instead of in a fit of rage or anger or emotion, instead set that aside and have the humility to say, babe, I am scared. I feel insecure. I feel vulnerable, and I want to be closer to you. Would we lead with great humility, Lord, by your Spirit? It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
See you guys. We'll be right back.